That's right. Hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be an interesting conversation here today, as it always is, whenever we have Prudence Taylor here, who is the executive director of the library. And, of course, we have Caitlin Creel here. She is the director of the she's the Children's Services Coordinator. And we've got so much to talk about what's going on at the Greenwood County Library. I understand we have some information about what's going on over in 96. But Prudence, you were just telling us off the air, before we got on the air, and I think this is worthy to bring up again, the study that was done about children's programs and the effects.
Yeah. Children's summer programs, and this is true for the teens programs too, so much money is put into those at the state and local levels that people started wondering if they were really worth the time and the money that it took to organize these things. And so Dominican University did a study over several years and tracked the reading levels of children, and they found that children who participated in library summer programs did not lose their abilities to read, and also it didn't hurt their reading. It didn't hurt them. Of course, it didn't hurt them, but they didn't have that summer slide. They started school at the same level that they had left school the previous June or May, whenever they get out of school. They found
that's
that,
important.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
And they also found that kids who did not participate in the summer reading program but still did reading at home didn't lose as much as children who didn't read at all, but they didn't do as well as children who participated in summer reading programs. And these are kids who ate regularly. They had food in the home. They have books in the home. Their parents read to them, or their caregivers read to them. And then children who did not participate in the summer reading programs at all, who did not read at all, lost 2 months' worth of skills. So if they started school in September, it was actually November before they got to where they had been the previous year. And that was true not only for literacy skills, but also for their mathematical skills. That was a huge loss for them.
You know, I find that totally fascinating, just like when we've talked about the backpack programs with the schools and how much that the kids have to, if they don't have good nutritious food during the weekends and they come back on the school programs, it's Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday before the kids' brains are back functioning at a level, and then it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they're in a constant problem because they're losing out by not having good food. Well, this sounds like good food for the brain right here.
Absolutely. One thing we've seen with our adult literacy program, Second Start, is that adults who could read when they graduated from high school but have not read since they graduated have lost the ability. And we saw this a lot as people tried to go for retraining over at Piedmont Tech or other places. They had worked for Greenwood Mills for years and then were laid off as the mills closed. They couldn't pass the test to qualify for retraining, so they went into adult education programs, including the literacy program at the library. If you want to keep your reading skills, you have to practice it every day. You don't have to read that much. You can read a paper, you can read a magazine, you can read
anything.
Daniel
online.
Steele, you can read anything,
right.
Anything. 50 Shades of Grey, you can read. But or the Bible, that's great too. But whatever you want to read, but you have to read, you have to practice those skills, you have to exercise them if you want to keep them.
Sure.
I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, you know, I think we don't think about it. We think that, you know, oh, I learned to read. If I don't read that much, it's not that big a deal. Well, it is.
It is. It's definitely a big deal. The other thing, too, is we're seeing, and I'm aware of this because my mother had Alzheimer's, but people who don't read, who don't exercise their brains, are more likely to develop dementia.
Well, there's one reason to really make sure you read.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So those are some of the things that are out there and why going to the library. In fact, Caitlin, I know that You've been busy over there. Does the traffic increase in the summer? Do people want to get there because it's hot or because you got so many programs or a little of both?
Definitely a little bit of both. We have the families that may not want to run their air conditioner all day, and they come in and they know that they're in a place that they're safe. They have plenty of things to do. But we are having a bunch of great programs this summer, and some that actually do help with the math stuff. I mean, we made kites last week, and I mean, tiny talk about aerodynamics and stuff, but it's still, we had to measure stuff and talk about the math behind it. So
did they get to fly their kites?
They did. It was actually slightly windy that day.
Oh, so you took them outside?
We did. They were out very carefully placed between our parking lots.
That's cool.
But the parents were with them. We knew everybody was being watched. So it was a lot of fun. It was still hot, but the wind was blowing, and we got some kites in the sky. So,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think the summer programs of yesterday and the summer programs of today, boy, they sure are different.
Yes.
I mean, Caitlin, you work in the Children's Services Coordinator, and of course, you've got some great programs for the kids. But one of the things I really wanted to ask you about was the last time you were here, we were talking about working with and setting up a section at the library for people with developmental disorders.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask how that program is progressing.
It has been going really well. We've gotten the word out. I've been going to the Greenwood County Autism Support Group. I've been there every month trying to get people interested in the program that we're offering as well as the collection. And these materials are going out, the books more than the games, because people are worried about losing pieces or whatever to the games. But we want them to go out. The dog that talks to you and you sing songs and stuff, that's a huge draw. I have one child that really loves that, and it's exciting to see him get it every time that he gets it. He's checked it out several times. But our sensory story time has also been going really well. We've worked with District 50 a little bit to get the word out, and we've had some new families coming in. It's been a really rewarding experience so far, and we're just starting, so it'll only get better.
Well, when is your sensory story time?
Our next sensory story time will be July 12th. We have it Tuesdays, the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. It usually goes an hour because we have 30 minutes of story time and then a sensory activity. Last month, we had a science experiment for our, well, it's not really a craft, but our activity. It was really exciting. We had we had treasure hidden in baking soda, and we poured vinegar on it.
Well, you made explosions, kind of like.
Basically, but not harmful explosions.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they got to find treasure, and it was dyed blue, so it looked like the ocean, and it was a lot of fun. And there were some new families that time, so they came in on the best one, I think.
Well, you know, Prudence, I know that's a big addition to the library and a need that I think in the beginning, I think I remember, you didn't realize it was such a big need.
We didn't. We had two mothers who started the autistic support parent. Well, what is it? Tell me, Kate.
Greenwood County Autism Support Group.
Yes, we had two mothers who started that, and they were meeting at the library. The first meeting was in May, and they had two people there. They had another meeting in June, they had another one in July, and by that third meeting in July, they had 38 families. Mm-hmm. Not 38 people. 38 families there.
That's a year ago now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we realized there is a very definite need here. And the library, I have to say, when we built it, we thought the second floor would be quiet. We thought we would have at least part of it would be a shushy library. But we have so many people using the library that it isn't, just because of the sheer numbers. So we're back to our old mantra. We don't have a quiet library. We have a respectful library. And it's my understanding that some of the parents are concerned about bringing their kids in because they think they can't be quiet. Well, that doesn't matter. It's our experience, if you've got a quiet child, you've either got one who's sick or who's doing something you don't want them to do. So we don't mind that they're noisy.
Right.
We don't have a
problem
with that.
Well, that's an important point, because I think a lot of parents don't come because I can't, you know, I don't know how my child's going to react.
Yeah. Well, public libraries, they're not the libraries that I grew up in. They're probably not the libraries you grew up in. They are places for community. They're places for people to come and bring their kids to cool off in the summer, to warm up in the winter if they don't want to run their air conditioning or if they don't want to run their heating. Or they're the place to come if you don't have air conditioning at home, if you don't have a heat that's strong enough or works well enough at home. Public library is the place to come.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I hope we sound better. We had a little, I don't know, this rain or something caused a little bad connection here, but I hope we sound good now. And we are talking about programs. We're talking about autism and some of the other developmental disorders that are out there. And people don't always realize that there's help, and some of the help that's there is at the library. And as you were saying, Prudence, I think what she really was saying, folks, she's given up on a quiet library. Could I say that?
Yeah, actually, I've never wanted a quiet library.
Okay.
Well, you're not getting one, so
that's right.
I'm glad.
I would rather have a respectful library. People are coming in, they're using the library, and just with the numbers that we have, and I wouldn't change it for the world, there's no way it can be quiet. So it's great to have it in use, to have children coming in, to having teens coming in, adults coming in, whether they're coming in to read or check on the computers, apply for jobs, participate in our adult literacy program, bring their grandchildren in, because there's nothing worse than a bored grandchild at home who's bored with you.
Yes.
we're glad to have people coming in.
Well, I think that's great. Okay, Prudence is going in and out here. Is it me or just Prudence? That's what I need to know. It's just Prudence? It's just Prudence.
Well, I'm talking into the microphone.
Okay.
I mean, if I get any closer, it's going to be in my mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try it and see. Maybe I just got a bad connection with Prudence's mic. Well, you're off the hook. You don't have to say anything now.
That's really not going to work because I just cannot be quiet.
Well, I'll get you another mic here at 4:30. Let's talk, Caitlin.
Yes.
You are the Children's Services Coordinator, and you got a lot of great programs for the children. One of the things I think I do need to mention, that if it wasn't for our friends of the library that helped bring in all these programs, we would not have this. I know... Prudence, what can you tell us about the last book sale? I know that was very successful, and these are the things that actually finance the programs for the summer programs.
The Friends made over $4,500 at their last book sale, and that makes a big difference because that is the money that we use to fund the programs that we bring into the Greenwood Library, the 96th Library, and the Weir Shoals Library. They pay for authors, they pay for puppet shows, they pay for the magician. Tim Sonnenfeld is coming this week,
He's already been here.
Okay. But anyway, they pay for all of these extra things, and we wouldn't be able to offer any of these. We had one summer. We're always going to have a summer reading program. We can just have an outstanding summer reading program thanks to the Friends.
Absolutely. So, you know, being a member of a Friends is a good thing. If you've got books, you don't know what to do with them, take them to the library. They'll use them for the book sale. There's all kinds of things that really make a difference. But, Caitlin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on this summer with the summer programs? I mean, you guys just keep putting in good stuff and having good stuff. And why don't you talk to us about what's coming up?
Well, we have several performers coming still. We still have Ronald McDonald coming.
Oh, boy.
I know. He's going to be in Greenwood, in 96, and in Weir Shoals. Different days, but right around the same time. And then we're going to have our end of summer reading party at the Greenwood branch, and we're going to have the Soap Bubble Circus, which is going to be really exciting. It's
What's the Soap Bubble Circus?
He is a soap bubble scientist. I don't know. That's how he describes himself. He actually has a Guinness World Record for longest soap bubble chain. I don't know exactly how long it was, but that's one of his accolades. Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be really exciting. We're going to have pizza, and we're going to have a lot of prizes, a lot of books to give away. And it's
what age group
chance.
Is this supposed to be for?
Birth to rising fifth graders.
Wow, that's a wide range.
So, exactly. The performers may not be for the younger crowd, so like you may come with your two-year-old, and they may not want to sit still, but even then, we've had two-year-olds running around at all of the performances so far, and everything has gone fine. So, it's kind of up to you if you think it would work for you. Ronald McDonald would definitely be a hit for the younger audiences. And I think everybody loves bubbles. So these last two performers, I think, are going to be pretty exciting. We were going to have the Critter Keeper on Thursday, July 7th, but he unfortunately broke his ankle. So instead, he always brings in a big crowd, too. I'm really sad that he's not going to be here because he's so much fun. But we are going to have a movie day instead where we watch A Bug's Life and maybe another movie. But we're going to have popcorn and Capri Suns, and that's just going to follow our regular summer movie party kind of vibe, which we also have where we're watching sports movies on the Fridays because everything is sports themed this year.
How about that? Pretty neat. So, and then, of course, gosh, it'll be sensory story time coming up again.
And we have several different story times. I'm continuing my 2D Tot story time for those younger kids that may not be able to sit down if they see a slide in front of them at the park. And we still have that at the library on Thursdays at 10:30. And then we do have two story times at the parks. We have one at the Magnolia Park on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And then Thursdays at 10 a.m. we have story time at Cambridge Park. And those are always a lot of fun because it's just more fun to read a book outside sometimes, I think.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that will be, you'll have one at Magnolia Park, July 6th?
July 6th.
And then coming up on the 13th, the 20th, and 27th. And then at Cambridge Park, looks like July 14th will be the next one there. Well, now how many people attend your story times, for example, your outside story times?
This morning, Miss Kathy had 37 at Cambridge Park, which was exciting because we were thinking with the vacation weekend, maybe we would see a drop in numbers, but that has not been true. It's usually around 40, 35 to 40 for those. And then for the 2D Tots, it's usually 25, 30 during the summer.
What is the age group?
For the 2D Tot, it's 0 to 2 years old.
Okay. That's pretty young.
But we have some fun.
You have some fun?
Yes. Yeah, so we painted with puffy paint this morning.
Puffy
and
paint?
And we tried to eat it. So it was a great time. But we do have some 3-year-old and 4-year-old siblings that come with their baby brothers and sisters. And we definitely encourage that, too. We're not going to turn anyone away. It's just that is the age group that we are focused on.
That is terrific. Well, as you look forward here, any other programs that you can actually talk to us about or things that are going to be coming there to the children's department?
Well, I haven't mentioned the workshops yet, and that's kind of my favorite part of summer reading because we really get in there and make something. So this upcoming workshop, I was just talking about the kites with the math. We did that for our last workshop. And then our upcoming workshop is actually, we're going to be doing golf ball painting.
Golf ball? You're going to paint on golf balls?
We are going to paint with the golf ball. It will be our brush. It sounds strange, but it's really fun. And we're just going to roll it around in abstract painting. And then we're actually going to have library mini golf.
Library mini golf?
Yes.
Okay.
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
We're not using the golf balls for that. We're using ping pong balls for that.
Okay. All right. Now, that's coming up on July 6th, then.
Yes,
am I right on
is.
That? Yes,
correct.
July 6th. That is the next workshop. So, if you have someone that you'd like to see how well they can play mini golf in a library, hey, this is a program. Now, again,
exactly.
What age group is that?
That one, we would go for 5 to 11.
5 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. You stay right with us. We'll be right back with Prudence Taylor, Executive Director of the Library, and Caitlin Creel, who is the Children's Services Coordinator. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. The sun is out. Looks like the rain is gone. And, of course, it's going to be an excellent weekend coming up. Lots of people have celebrating the long weekend. Now, is the library open or closed on Monday, July 4th?
The library will be closed on Monday, July 4th. However, it will be open Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd.
Okay.
And then we'll reopen regular hours on Tuesday, July 5th.
Okay. All right. So no library for you on Monday, but other days it's all going to happen. But Prudence, what is the teen program? That has to be a difficult age group to keep teens involved, particularly in the library, I would think.
It is, but Tracy Utz is our young adult librarian. Well, now she's our assistant director, but she's still doing the same job. And she's working in the teen center, and she's doing a fabulous job there. They have Wii games. They're doing their next Wii night on Thursday, July 7th from 2 to 4. So that's really not night, but that's a tournament. They'll be doing a Wii Sports Resort game. And then on Thursday, July 21st, they'll be doing a Jenga game from 2 to 4. That's a tournament, too, and you can sign up at 1:45 that day.
Wow.
Then they have one that's more passive. It's called Match the Athletes, and they'll be doing that the week of July 18th through the 22nd. And you win a movie gift card, so that's fun. But one thing they do, and they have this every Tuesday evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m., they play Dungeons and Dragons. And we have adults who want to come in and play that, but it is just for our teens, mm-hmm. and they really enjoy it.
Now, they also have their own room. They're in the library.
Oh, absolutely. And
yeah.
That was something we didn't have in the old library, which it's hard to believe it's 6 years ago now. But we had cut a space for teens out of our adult area, and it was so popular that when the new library was designed, our teens actually helped us design the teen center. And we have computers in there just for our teens. We also have the Wii that our friends purchased for the teens. We have other stuff for
other
our
stuff.
Teens.
But it's nice that they have an area where they can congregate all together is
That's
what
right.
I was thinking.
Adults or children who are from birth up, well, not that you see a baby walking in there, but from birth up through grade 5 can come in and borrow books from the area, but they can't stay. No,
right.
That area is just for our teens.
And how many teens actually use the library? Any idea?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot come in, especially during the summer. We have graphic novels in our teen center and...
Graphic novels?
Graphic novels.
What do you mean by graphic novels? I'm getting a picture in my mind.
They're not comic books.
Okay.
But they are illustrated, and there are different styles. You have the Marvel heroes, and these are full-length books, but they have the illustrations. You have the Marvel heroes. You have Superman. You have manga. Mm-hmm. You have whole series with characters that have been developed. And our teens love them, but so do our adults.
How about that? How about that? You know, mm-hmm. Well, and with the popularity of the Marvel comic movies that mm-hmm. are out there now,
absolutely.
I'm sure that's fueling that too.
It really is. And then another thing I wanted to tell you about is our branch library, our 96 library. They have not offered much, been able to offer a teen program in the summer before, but this year they are. Shannon Rickert is our new branch manager. Diana Hennessy retired after many years with the library, and we were sorry to see her go. But Shannon is down there, and Shannon has started focusing on working with the teens during the summer, and they are having game night. And when you have game night, they're doing that July 5th from 6 to 7 p.m., you play traditional board games like Sorry and Apples to Apples and things like that. I was looking at some of the games today, and I wanted to know if I could play them, and she said no. Because she said I might lose the parts, plus I cheat. Then on Tuesday, July 19th, they'll be making ping pong cannons, and I wanted to make one of those, and she said no, because she was afraid I might shoot her. And okay. Then they're having a marble tournament on Tuesday, August 2nd, and I didn't ask to play with that because I was never very good with marbles.
You mean the old time where you shoot the marbles
uh-huh.
and, you know, with your fingers and all that?
Yeah.
Where are the marbles coming from? I didn't even know you could get marbles still.
Yeah,
you can. And yeah. Courtesy of our friends.
Courtesy of the friends.
Yeah.
There is still a traditional game section. I know in Target, there's probably one in Walmart, but you can get jacks, you can get dominoes, you can get tops, you can get marbles, you can get so many things that you just don't hear of anymore. And they're still there.
And they're,
it's
they're
really
still popular.
Cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they're bargain priced too, because people are like, let's bring this back. And
right.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. You know, I used to love them. We had the big marbles and the little ones mm-hmm. and you collected and see mm-hmm. how many pretty different mm-hmm. marbles you could get.
Yeah. And if your mom stayed away from the house long enough, you could cook them and try them and then throw them. Okay.
Yeah,
and then throw them. Children aren't listening. And then throw them in a glass of cold water and watch the glass explode. And it was really pretty.
I've
never done that. I wanted to keep my marbles. So because I wanted to keep all my marbles.
That's
why
it was pretty.
That's why I was reacting the way I was reacting, because I have never heard of that. And I was concerned
I bet you've
for
never
your
had
safety.
Well, safety was not an issue. I mean,
that was
there's
back
no question.
Day, yes.
That
I
was
mean,
back
it's still
in the
here,
day.
So I know it's fine, but.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I bet
boiling
you never had
marbles.
Danger pudding either.
I have no idea what that means.
It's when you take a can of sweetened, and they tell you not to do this. It's actually on the directions now, I think. But you take a can of sweetened condensed milk,
uh-huh.
and you don't open it, you just cook it. And when you open it, it has solidified, and it's danger pudding.
Cook it but in the pot? Or
yeah,
in the
or you
oven?
Can, you can cook it directly on the eye.
Wow.
There's a reason it's called danger pudding.
Okay.
You have to be incredibly brave.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Yes. Tales from Prudence here today.
I cannot be the only one who survived
danger
childhood
pudding.
Doing these
yes.
things.
I've never heard of danger pudding, and I've never heard of cooking marbles.
Well,
we
you missed
out,
a good time.
This is a good time to learn these things. That's right. And this all started because they're having a marble tournament over at the 96 Branch Library Tuesday, August 2nd. And it's for the teen department. Now, this is just for teens?
Yes. And our teens are defined as students in rising 6th through 12th graders.
6th through 12th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I am just amazed that marbles are still something. You know, isn't it amazing that we think that our kids have gotten so sophisticated, for lack of a better way to say it, that it's got to be all the techno stuff mm-hmm. all the time. But, Caitlin, do you find that kids like the old-time stuff, too?
Well, I know they love puzzles.
Okay,
they
that's
sit there
time.
And play with the puzzles like crazy. They play with the. They love building things, whether it's with Legos or books or. I mean, if we had the logs, Lincoln logs, if we had those, I'm sure they would love them. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's really, I think, the same curiosity is there. If you have the tablet or the computer there and they see other people playing with it, they're going to say, oh, I want that. But if you only had Lincoln logs, they would have a blast. They would not think they were missing anything.
Wow.
in our children's room, and this is true in our teen center too. One thing Tracy bought this year was she bought a very small portable tabletop foosball game. That has been so popular. But one thing I had noticed is on the computers in the children's room and in the teen center, and believe me, I wouldn't take the computers out for anything because they do get used and they do provide our children with things that they need. But children will play, or students will be on those for maybe 30 minutes or so. But they will play with puzzles, they'll play with a Lego table, they'll play with a foosball table, and there's another game that she has in there, and I never can remember the name of it.
The air hockey game?
The air hockey game. Yeah. They will play with that for over an hour, especially the teens.
It's amazing. It's so much fun. I go in there to talk to her. I go in there to talk to her, and I sit, like, I ended up playing with it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
But you don't have a full-size air hockey table in there, do you?
No, we don't have space for it.
But if we had space. I'll be down there. Yeah, okay.
If we had the space for it, we would.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality. And we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones, too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Boy, I wish you could have been a fly on the wall here. We've had some very interesting conversations off the air. We've talked about danger pudding today, and Prudence is just amazed that neither Caitlin nor myself have ever made danger pudding. And the thing with the marbles, she's also doubly surprised about that. But all I wanted to do, and maybe that's why I'm in the jewelry business, is I wanted to keep them all and keep them all in good shape. So I don't know, but anyways, and Caitlin, I don't know what your excuse is for never having done this. You couldn't get close to the stove?
I was too busy reading.
Reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was...
Okay, Prudence is the wild one, and who would have ever known this about you, Prudence?
I had two younger brothers.
Okay.
We were very close in age. We were stair steps, and we inspired each other.
You inspired each
egged each other on.
Yeah. Well, in my family, I was the oldest, but I was the one who always had to be responsible. My parents put the responsibility on me. In fact, my parents started going away and leaving us for 3 or 4 days when they had to travel. I would be at 12. I was handling the household. So, see, I couldn't do anything wrong because then that privilege of being in charge of your sister and brother would have gone. Gosh darn, I did that backwards.
Yeah. Most people wouldn't call that a privilege.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, life was different. Life was different. Life was different. You know, today, if a child was left like that, that would have been totally.
Oh, that's
totally
child abandonment today.
Yeah, yeah. But when I was growing up, and I mean, people on that lived in our little square and everything knew that my parents were gone, and they were watching over us. But nobody was coming over and saying, "Are y'all okay?" It was just, you know, if nothing happens and nobody's out in the street, they must be okay.
Yeah,
different world. Yeah. All right, well, we are talking about kids. We're talking about exciting times. We're talking about marbles. We're talking about Wii's. Prudence, what other types of things do the teens do all year round? I mean, we're talking about summer programs here, but what else do during the year? You have a lot of great programs, too.
Absolutely. During the year, especially at our branch in Ware Shoals, they have a writing club. It's a combination school and public library. And Melissa Crenshaw, who is the branch manager, and Roxanne Spray, who's the school media specialist, work together to create a wonderful space for study and to try other things. They have book clubs there. The other thing that we have coming up, and that will come up in October, is our Greenwood Reads program, and our students are heavily involved in that, as well as our adults. This year we're targeting students in grades 10 through 12 and then adults. Our book the book we'll be reading is A Land More Kind Than Home by Wiley Cash. And Wiley Cash is a North Carolina writer He's been at the South Carolina Book Festival several times and presented there. In his book, A Land More Kind Than Home, that was his first novel. He's got another one out now, but I can't remember the name of it, of course. But anyway, we chose that one because there is a character in it who is autistic, and that seemed to go along with this new section of the library that we have that targets people, children, teens, and adults with developmental disorders. But Wadi Cash will be at the Ware Shoals Community Library on Wednesday, October 5th, and he will be giving a program that is open to the public at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we have other programs that will be going on in conjunction with that. We will be ending the program with performances by storyteller Connie Reagan Blake. She's an Appalachian storyteller. We've had
her on here before.
Yeah, we've had her here before. She was very popular, so we were glad we were able to bring her back. But that is a program that we really enjoy. It encourages people to read, but it also encourages them to discuss the themes and the characters in the book.
And this is really for all of Greenwood, yes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. He's going to be at, Wally Cash will be at the Ware Shoals Community Library. Connie Reagan Blake will be going to schools in School District 50, 51, and 52. And then we will have programs for adults who want to participate. We'll have copies of the books available for free at the library in Greenwood, but also in Ware Shoals and in 96.
So this is something that's every year and always a big success, and I think helps bring the community together for people that are reading.
Yes, and that's the thing. We really want to build community. It gives us an opportunity to discuss and share ideas and see that maybe we will respectfully disagree, but we're not so different. And I appreciate WCRS so much because y'all will be a sponsor again this year.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you very much, Prudence. You also have, I was just looking over the list on the teen events, we've got some movies coming up here.
We do. Here in Greenwood, they'll be showing The Mighty Ducks next week on the 6th, and then the week after that they'll be showing 8 Below, which is a great movie. It's based on a true story about sled dogs. I love dogs, so any movie with a dog is wonderful.
Yes.
They'll be showing Seabiscuit about the racehorse.
That's a good movie. Yeah,
yeah.
I enjoyed that movie. I've actually seen that one, yeah.
I have too. I've seen 8 Below too. I've seen The Mighty Ducks. It was okay, which I guess I shouldn't have said. Then be showing Rebound on the 27th, and then they'll end on August 3rd with Friday Night Lights, which is about football.
Well, and that football season will be here before you know it here, folks.
Yep,
mm-hmm. It sure will. So now you got any adult programs going on this summer?
Well, we did.
We did. Okay. We missed that, huh?
We did our adult summer reading program in June. We read and discussed a book by Sharon McCrum called Bimbos of the Death Sun, and it was a lot of fun. It was not that deep, but it was a lot of fun.
It's like a good one. What was the name of that again? Bimbos of the
Death Sun.
Death Sun. Okay.
If you want to read it, we have copies you can check out at the library. And we showed in the films. We have our final drawing tomorrow. Adults who wrote reviews of books they read this summer and left them with us, put them in a big box, and every Friday someone on the staff, not me, draws, and people have an opportunity to win a book bag.
How about that? Well, that's great. You know, it's not the library of old anymore, are they? Libraries had to change to become with today's world.
We did.
We did. You know,
it's not the library. I have been a librarian. In October, I will have been a librarian for 40 years, which is really hard to believe. I started when I was 3, Caitlin.
She loved books at an early age.
I believe it.
Yes.
But I will have been a librarian 40 years, and the things that we do in the library today are things that weren't even taught the first time I was in school. I went to Peabody and got my master's there, and then I got my specialist at University of South Carolina in 2007. And it's just been amazing to see the changes that have come, but they've been wonderful because I've seen libraries move out into the community, move beyond the walls. We have a digital library now, and that was unthinkable years ago. But our circulation for our digital library last month was well over 12,000.
Wow. All you need is a library card to be able to access it.
That's right. You need a library card and an internet connection. So you can come into the library or you can sit out in our parking lot because we don't turn our Wi-Fi off.
Wow.
And people do use that.
Absolutely.
I've used it before. If I'm just driving by, oh, I need to check that. And I just pull into the parking lot for a second.
And there you go. those are some of the things. But also talking about the digital, you have movies.
No, we no longer have the movies.
Okay.
We couldn't control those enough. That we want to control, but we were getting descriptions of films, and when you downloaded the movie, it wasn't what you thought you were getting.
Oh, okay.
But we do have magazines, we have books, and we have audio books. So it's great to be able to download something onto your phone and listen to it as you drive somewhere, and you don't have to worry about returning it on time.
That's true.
That's very important.
That is very important. Now, are you still doing the Mango language?
Yes, we are.
I mean, that is such a huge program, I think, and it's great.
It is, and we will probably always continue that because that is an important part of our literacy ESL program, our Second Start program, and we were able to get a grant to kick it off the first year.
Right.
State Library has picked it up the last 2 years, so that's been wonderful, but we'll probably continue on with that. People really enjoy using it. It's easy. I was at the Rotary Club. I was showing a fellow member how to use it, and he finally said, you know, I've got this. You can be quiet now.
Well, it's great. And, you know, if you want to learn to talk like a pirate or you have a foreign country that you're going to, if you want to at least have a little familiarity with the language, it'll help you a whole lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're just, and even our homeschool students use it because it gives them an opportunity to try out a language before their parents make an investment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I've been here with Prudence Taylor. She is the executive director of the Greenwood Library, and Caitlin Creel, who is the children's services coordinator. Prudence, it sounds like you have a lot going on down there, and people just need to come and visit the library, or like you said, if you've got your library card, just do the downloads from home or wherever.
That's right. We are online. Our website is www.greenwoodcountylibrary.org. It's all spelled out. It's very easy to remember. You just log on there, log in, sign in with your library card, and just start with the first numbers, 23162, and whatever follows that. And you can go online and download books, magazines, and audio books. You can learn a new language.
That's right. So do that today. If you don't want to get out of the house, do that from home. Caitlin, I think the starting of your section for people with developmental disorders has been huge. The story times and this type of thing that you're doing in the children's program certainly has brought a lot more to the library. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. We're really excited about it, and we're ready to keep going.
And expand it to the next level.
Exactly. Bring everybody in the library.
That's right. Hey, thanks for coming out here today. And you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me. I'll be back in the morning. Hope you'll join us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Hey, don't forget about the firecracker specials right there at Sharp Facets Gallery, too. Woohoo! Bye-bye, everybody.